chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. It's an amazing words that I'm going to about to deliver into your spirit. Words that I believe will help you tremendously understanding what the gospel is saying to you today. Count it all joy. I'm going to say that again. Count it all joy. Now, the word all simply means this. All. Not what you choose to be happy in. But all. Everything. It's a word that engulfs every thought, every hope, every promise, every circumstance. He's saying here, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. I want you to realize, church, that trials come without warning. If you're waiting for something to come in the mail to warn you that there's a trial on its way, you're wasting your time because the postman does not deliver those things. Trials show up. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. What it's saying here is that your faith is going to be tested. But it's going to produce something that every Christian needs, and that is to be steadfast, immovable, unbending. And if the bend does happen, the reed will not break. Because the roots are so deeply grounded in the Word of God that nothing is going to shake your faith in what you believe. And let steadfastness have its full effect. So in other words, let that firmness, that immovable trust and faith in God have its effect in your life that you can stand counting it as joy. That you may be perfect, which means mature, because we will not become perfect till we enter into heaven, but we will mature. Now, I want everybody to look at everybody. Just take a moment, look around, see your friends, your neighbors, your church family, look around, your children, your husband, your wife. Look around. Not everybody in this building is at the same maturity level. Not everybody can have the same type of trial. Trials come in various ways to various levels of people's walk with God. Are you with me? Not only will you become perfect, but also an complete. The reason God wants to deal with you the way He's dealing with you is because He wants to complete you. He wants to finish you. He's molding you and shaping you and desiring the best for your life. But the enemy doesn't want that for you. The enemy doesn't want you to ever reach perfection or maturity. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians that we will come unto the fullness of Christ Jesus one day. There's a reason that we walk with Jesus. It's not just so we can walk and say, look, we're blessed. It's because we become more like Him every day. And then it says this, and I want you to hear these next three words. Look at your neighbor and say, listen. Listen. lacking in nothing. Lacking in nothing. Now, let's just do what the American people do. That means I'm going to have money. That means I'm going to have the car like my neighbor has. I'm going to have the house like my neighbor has. I'm going to have the clothes like my neighbor has. I'm going to be able to shop at Macy's every day. I'm going to be able to just get my hair done by the $300 hairstylist. Not the proper cuts. No, that's not what it's saying. If you saw what's being built here in the scripture, it's saying that your faith is going to produce a firmness and an immovable belief in Jesus Christ, and it's going to have a full effect on your life. The interior of your heart is going to be affected, that because you're going to mature and you're going to be complete, and you're not going to lack in anything at all that's spiritual. Your prosperity is not going to mean a thick wallet. It's meaning that you are moving forward in Jesus Christ. He's given you gain of understanding and gain of wisdom and gain of knowledge and gain of the ability to declare the Word of God in power, in grace, unmerited favor, in mercy, the blood of Jesus Christ shed at Calvary's cross. The depth to understand the deep pools of God's heart when He speaks to you. You see, joy means this: happiness. He's saying, count it all happy. It means delight. Count it all as delight. It means great happiness. Count it all as great happiness. It means pleasure. Count it all as pleasure. It means elation. Be elated. Be thankful. Be so happy that you just can't help but smile. And if somebody said, how come you're smiling so much? Because I'm full of God's love and full of God's power. I've been to the cross of Calvary. I'm saved and I'm sanctified. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I've been baptized by the fire of the Holy Spirit. I got the gifts of God stirring in my life. I've got a promise of eternal life. I've got a promise that I am not going to lack in anything. That I'm going to be mature and I'm going to be complete. Be glad. It means bliss. They're all synonyms of the word joy, which simply means they're all replacements or substitutes. So these words can be used for joy. But then there's the famous antonym, which I see so much today in the body of Christ. It doesn't say count it all sad. It doesn't say count it all sorrowful. Count it all joy. You're saved. You're going to go to heaven. You're not going to be stuck here in this old cursed earth. And God will change that when He burns it all up and creates the new heavens and the new earth. You're going to heaven. Praise God, you've been to the cross of Calvary. You're in His presence. Someone one day led you to that cross. Now you can sit here today and you can think of all your woes as I speak. But you know what? Concentrate on the Word, not your woes. It's not woe is me, it's blessed I am. How blessed I am. How wonderful it is to know that I am born again. I am spirit-filled. That the flesh does not conquer my thoughts of God, because I take every thought that is not of God and I bring it into captivity unto the obedience of Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm saved. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm saved. Now look back at him and say, I really did mean that. Hallelujah. You know, can I look at this scripture? We're going to go through a lot of word now. Let's just walk through the word together. You see, I'm a word preacher. You know, I can tell you a bunch of stories, but I'd rather have the word tell the story. Amen?
Amen.
Psalm 122:1. I was sad when they said to me, let us go into the house of hell. The house of pain. The house where everybody looks bummed out. Looks like they wish they weren't there, and they got there and they couldn't wait to get out of there. I'm going in there sad. I'm joining the crowd. No, it says, he says, I was glad when they said to me, my friends, my family, the people I love, said to me, let us. Everybody say, let us.
Yes.
Let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's where we are today.
Amen.
We are in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let us be glad. Psalm 104. Enter his gates with a bad attitude and his courts with negativity, a frown. Nothing's ever right. Give thanks to him, but give the devil what he deserves too. No, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Do you realize that the Israelites used to enter into the courts of the Lord and into the gates of that great auditorium? They came in singing. They came in praising. They came in shouting. They came in dancing. They came in a very outward show of their joy and their praise and their gladness, because they were giving thanks to him and they wanted to bless his name. Oh, bless the Lord, David said. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Yes.
And he gives some reasons. He heals all my diseases. Oh my God. Praise God. He delivers me from all mine iniquities. Hallelujah. He sets me free. Bless the Lord. You know, I'm telling you, church, I don't forget where I come from. I don't forget who I once was. And I am constantly reminded of who made it possible for me to be who I am now on May 3rd, 2015, at this hour of 5 minutes to noon. Let me tell you something right now. God is good, and he is greatly to be praised. It's good to smile. It's good to show the joy of the Lord. Not only will your faith be tested as you walk in this life, but also your joy will be challenged. But 1 Peter 1:3-9 says this, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials, so that the testing of your genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes through it, it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. What did it just say there? Would you just break that down for me? It says, even though you go through struggles, that test is better than silver and gold being put in the fire. It's going to produce a much better product than that. He said, I've got you guarded by what Jesus did. And I've promised you something that cannot be defiled, cannot be removed, cannot be just thrown aside, cannot be made fun of. I've done all that, and you know all I'm asking you to do, he says, is to believe. Even though you haven't seen me, believe in me. Believe, knowing that what I'm going to do in your life and what I'm doing in your life is going to bring inexpressible joy. And a heart that overflows with the glory of God and the power of God. Are you here with me today, church? Do you understand that God is reaching in right now to show you that the outcome of your faith is the salvation of your souls? That's what this is all about. Salvation. Salvation. What do you want for your children? I'll tell you what I want for my children. Salvation. Truly saved. Truly living for God. Blessed by the Lord. What does it say in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16? This is the first part of the great success formula for Christianity. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 17, and 18. But I'm just going to read the first one. Rejoice always. Always means all the time. Always rejoice. Says secondly, pray incessantly. Always be in the attitude of prayer. And then it says in everything, in other words, in every circumstance, in every circumstance, give thanks. For this is God's will for you by Christ Jesus. You know, we overlook these scriptures when we want to feel a little bummed. When we just want to sit down and open up with words like, I just gotta tell you this. I think what we ought to do at those moments of our life is we should join hands like we did today. Take hold of each other's hand and feel the touch of humanity. And realize that that touch of humanity doesn't change a thing. But what changes is when we seek the face of God. When we pray in the name of Jesus and we ask for God to do something for us that men cannot do. Can I say what the Holy Ghost just told me to say? Thank you, even if you disagree with it. I'm going to say it anyhow. Stop looking to men for your answer because he or she cannot do it. Only God can produce in you what he has started. Philippians 4 and 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Great passage there, by the way. Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Talks about praying. giving it all to Jesus with all prayer and supplication. Bring your requests and make them known unto him. The peace of God shall guard your hearts by and through Jesus Christ. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always. And again, I will say rejoice. I am not speaking to you this morning an impossible task. I am talking to you about a choice that we have to make every day of our life, and that is to count it all joy. I am not here to tell you that some of you may not be going through trials or some of you are going through trials. You know what you're going through. You know the struggle that you're struggling with. You know the thoughts that your mind produces. You know the heart, how it beats in your chest, and the spiritual heart, how it resonates the presence of God. And you know you have to make a choice to accept joy and activate it, or push joy aside and activate the bitterness and the anger and the why me's and I'm not doing this and I give ups. Count it all joy. If I say anything to anybody today, never give up. Never give in and never give out, because God is the one that'll take you through. Amen. There's not a person by the sound of my voice that doesn't get challenged to give up, give out, and give in. There's not a preacher that I know that hasn't sat down once in a while, more often they even want to say, and go, I quit. Oh, you didn't realize that every month 1,500 preachers give up the ministry. Every month. They can't take it. They quit. Maybe they weren't supposed to do it. Okay. But then there's in that section of people too that have just given up because they have lost the joy of ministry. They have lost the joy and the respect of the calling. I'm not judging them. I'm saying that they went through something that may have broke them. But let me say this to you. Again, never give up, never give in, and never give out. Because God's promises are sure and steadfast, and they always come about.
Amen.
Happiness, joy, is a choice, but on the other hand, it is a command by the Lord to rejoice, to be happy. Why? The Lord is your God, and he will reveal to you the joy of your salvation and the steadfastness of his great love towards you. Now listen. We are to rejoice in the relationship we have with the Lord. I'm so happy Jesus loves me. There are times in my life that the only people that I think love me is Jesus and my wife. Amen. Hello? Is anybody out there? If you're out there, look at me and go like this. All right. The enemy of our soul, the thief, comes only to steal and kill and destroy. He wants you to regret life and all its many components. He wants you to regret breathing. Put so much pressure on you that you become so bound that you lose the actual sense of the joy of life. Life is full of joy. Life is great. Life is beautiful. Why can I say that? Because God gave you life. But God, who is rich in mercy, gave us His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that we would believe in Him and have everlasting life and not perish. Through Him we have access into the throne of grace to obtain mercy and grace to help in our time of need. Yes, God gave us Jesus and has promised us a life that is abundant and full of joy unspeakable and hearts overflowing with His glory. We are the house of joy, not the house of sadness, not the house of pain, not the house of despair, not the house that's broken down and full of bitterness and anger, not the house of affliction or distress or sorrow. Do you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost and that you are no longer your own, but you have been bought by the expense paid at Calvary? Have you forgotten that you were once in darkness and sin, and yet He, the Lord, our God, poured His mercy out on your life and gave you entrance and access through Him, through faith in Jesus Christ? Romans 5, 1 through 5. I'm going to read it. How's that sound? You get it in your spirit. Listen to this. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him we have also obtained access by faith into the grace in which we stand. In other words, into that unmerited favor. We don't deserve to get this, but here we find ourselves standing there. I'll just remind you of something of my own life. I rejoiced the day I was forgiven. I rejoiced the day I got saved. I was so happy, I wanted to preach. I was so happy, I bought a $55 Ryrie Study Bible with black leather, gold trim. I read that Bible from the beginning to the end. I wrote in it. I underscored it. I wrote notes in there. I studied it. Then I went out and bought a Dakes Annotated Bible. And then I went and read through the Dakes Annotated Bible. Every verse, every note, every subnote. If you know anything about a Dakes Annotated Bible, you know what I just said. I bought a Thompson's Chain Reference. I went through every page and every chain reference, everything. I found everything that there could possibly be found, and I kept on storing it. You know why? I was happy. I was saved. Amen. I'm just trying to pour a little of this joy into your life today. Be happy that you're saved.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It may not be as pretty as you want it to be, but you're saved.
Amen.
It ain't what you were hoping it was going to be physically, but you're saved. You may be on trial that you don't want to be on in life, but you're saved. You may be going through something that you don't want to go through, but you're saved. But through that, you're going to be mature. You're going to be complete. You're going to be full of joy. You're going to overflow with God's peace and glory because you're saved. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering.
Still saved.
Still saved.
Still saved.
Knowing that suffering produces endurance, I'm saved.
Still saved.
And endurance produces character, I'm saved.
Still saved.
And character produces hope, I'm saved.
Still saved.
And hope does not put us to shame because I'm saved.
Still saved.
Because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Ghost, who has been given to us to make sure we stay saved. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
See, we have a peace that surpasses all understanding.
All right.
And Christ Jesus guards our hearts. So when the enemy comes and tries to steal away our salvation, he stands up and says, they're still saved. You're free. Free in Jesus. Free to praise. Free to worship. Free to acknowledge Him. Why? Because you're saved. We are always triumphant through Him because we're saved. There is a peace that runs like a river through our hearts. And it's not the peace of this world, but the peace Jesus left us. We are not to be troubled, but we are to rejoice in Him. Why? Because we are saved. Not because we got a job. Not because we home. Not because we got a vehicle. Not because we got friends. It's because we're saved. Because I know people who ain't saved.
Amen.
They got cars. They got friends. They got houses. They got jobs. But what they don't have is what we have, and that is saved.
Yeah.
Saved.
Saved.
Saved. Hallelujah. Jesus said, John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives to you, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Praise God. Yeah, let me just say this to you. Joy and faith are the result of a steadfast heart, which truly believes in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every story in the Bible is a layer of truth that details relationships with one another, and most of all, the relationship we have with God our Father. Through that relationship, we have no lack, no despair, no sorrow. We have Jesus, and we are joint heirs with Him because we have been adopted into the family of God through the spirit of adoption, not by the spirit of fear. We do not have fear, but faith. And that faith is not timid, but full of love and power. We are overcomers, not underachievers. We are victorious, not victims. We are more than conquerors. Not fatalists, not pessimists, not naysayers. We are people of faith with a confession of hope, not doubters with a confession of deep lust and no hope. We are the children of the King of Kings, not neighbors of a family named King. We are the called of God, the testimony of the Lord. We are not the negative report, but the positive report of victory. We are not distant cousins of Jesus Christ. We are His brothers and sisters. We are not without family. We are part of the family of God because we're saved.
We're saved. Yes.
Hallelujah. Is there joy in all this? You better believe it. Yes. Amen. There's so much joy in salvation.
Amen.
We got a future. Well, I want my present to be okay. It is all right because you're saved.
Saved.
I want everything now. Nope. The best is yet to come. What you get now is character, perseverance, learning to endure, and having steadfastness and immovable, undeniable belief that the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory is one day going to step out from the throne of grace, step away from the presence of God, and move out into a starry staircase, walk down the stars and stand above the earth, and the planets are going to roll back, the stars are going to bow, and He's going to say, come up hither to the church, and we're going home, praise God. The best is yet to come, praise God, because we're saved. There's victory in the name of Jesus.
There may be darkness around you, but the light is breaking through. There may be loneliness now, but reach to Jesus, for he is your companion. You may be in a battle, but just praise. Victory is in your praise. You may weep now, but joy comes in the morning. Relief is spelled belief in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Someone praise him this morning. I'm saved. James 1 and 17 said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. I guess the most important part of that is variation or shadow due to change. God never varies. He never changes. God has no shadow. He's there. Trouble may come, but I like what David said. Psalm 27, 3 through 5. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent, and he will lift me high upon the rock, because I am saved. I get that at that temple. I'm going to ask him, what's up to God? What's going on? And he's going to say, don't worry, you're saved. Don't worry, you belong to me. That giant may look pretty big, but when he's looking at you, he doesn't see you, because right now I'm overshadowing you and he sees me. Praise God. He thinks he's messing with you, but stand away, because I'm going to show him who he's really messing with. And you say, why, Lord? Because he's going to say, you're my child and you're saved. Yeah. He's the lifter of my head and a shield about me. Break out in a joyful noise. I like what it says in Psalm 100, 1 through 5. In my closing verse, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. There's that all again. All the earth. That means everything in creation. Make a joyful noise unto him. What right do we have as Christians not to be joyful? If all the earth's going to rejoice because he's the Lord. Why? Because he's the redeemer of our souls. The healer of our bodies. The forgiver of all our sin. He has rinsed us, filled us, and sent us. Why? Because we are saved. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Peter said it in Acts chapter 2, 39. He said this, and this promise is to you and to all your children who are afar off. The promise of the presence of the Holy Ghost in power. The promise of his great love. The promise of his great mercy. The promise that only he can provide and he can fulfill. Jesus, in his most difficult time on this earth, had a joy set before him and endured the cross. Despising the shame, is now sitting at the right hand of God. He is able to save to the utmost. Utmost means you can't go any further. There's no one further. Utmost. He's able to save to the utmost. You know what the utmost is? It's beyond the horizon that you see. It's beyond the setting of the sun or the raising of the same. It's beyond any valley that you may see the length and the depth. Utmost means that there is everything included. He's able to save you and I to the utmost. Those who come to God through him, there is joy in his kingdom, and it is a gift to you. Joy not only is a choice, not only is it a command, it is a gift. He is the joy set before you all the time, not just some of the time.